This past year actually was the hardest year of my life. And whenever I was sick, I was taken advantage by individuals that I trusted, and that was hard for me. I had to experience this as well because I learned a lot of valuable lessons.
Choose not to live in a world of filters. Realize your mistakes. Set the foundation for your success. Get some wins. Knucklehead Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Knucklehead Podcast. You got with you today, the Knucklehead Steven. I'm honored to have somebody that I like to call a friend. I've known him for about a year. Typically, if you know somebody for a year, we've had more than one conversation with him. You can call him a friend. But in today's digital world, I don't even know if that qualifies. If you have like a text thread or you slide into somebody's DMs, does that qualify as friendship? I'm not sure. All I know is this young man right here, he is stretching me in terms of hearing how patient he's been through the process. He's a real estate investor. He's a former cavalry soldier in the U.S. Army. He's a veteran. He's an entrepreneur. He's an overall ass kicker himself. His name is Ryan Dodge. And I'll tell you what, I've never heard anybody be able to articulate some of his experiences as well as Ryan has. And Ryan's like less than a year away from recovering from brain surgery. It's kind of unbelievable the things that he's been able to overcome recently. And he'll dive into it here on the show. But Ryan, I want to take some time to set the groundwork and then welcome you to the show, buddy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steven. I really appreciate you for allowing me to hop on here. I would say you're definitely a friend as well. And I love seeing everything that you do. And I'm just so proud to be here on this podcast with you today.
Heck yeah, man. Well, in today's digital world, we strive to have conversations with people who've accomplished significant things. However, caveat to that is in today's digital world, sometimes what gets lost in the sauce is the true work associated with accomplishing the success that that we're all out there chasing in the business world. And what I found to be true, especially in cases like yours, if you're in a world like real estate, especially in a state like Texas, there's a huge amount of discrepancy between those that are actually accomplishing and those that are marketing the fact that they're actually accomplishing. And I love the experiences that you bring to the table because of some of the conversations we've had in the past. I'd love to hear, what got you into real estate? Or was it just something that you stumbled upon whenever you were out there striving to make extra money as a soldier out there serving our country?
I can cover that. So why did I get into real estate investing? And just so everybody knows, this is United States Army Infantry Air Assault.
Okay. I was not cavalry, my bad.
Division, I wasn't a Cav Scout. We got to make a clear difference there. Anybody else that served this great nation, I want to say thank you for your service as well, because I definitely would not be where I am today if it wasn't for that experience. So I'm very grateful for the United States Army. But getting out, because the Army made some changes that us infantrymen, most, you just didn't really agree with. Well, getting out, I knew that I wanted to control my time, and I knew that I wanted to control my money, and I really knew that I did not want to report to a job. I knew that. So what does one do? Well, I was using the GI Bill, and I was like, business ownership, that's got to be it. So I went to Texas A&M. I do have a degree that I've never used, but while I was going to school, I was like, geez, wait a minute. None of these professors have ever even owned a business. Why are these folks trying to teach me business if they've never even been there themselves? That just makes no sense, because in the military, we're taught to lead by example. And then so I was getting really frustrated during that time, and that's what was holding me over. I was getting paid from the GI Bill and things like that. And you know what? I was like, I was scrolling through Craigslist one day under for sale by owner stuff, looking for some property to hunt on, because in Texas, most land is private. And then I was like, wait a minute, I have a passion for real estate. And so me, I was just thinking like, oh, I got to get my real estate license. I have to be a real estate agent. And so for 8 weeks, I was taking all these classes. And then I went to go drive to Austin to take that final proctored test. And on that drive, which is about an hour drive, I thought to myself, wait a minute, I'm still working for somebody else. I'm just representing buyers and sellers. I just want to be that guy that is profiting off real estate, because everybody needs real estate. I didn't even know what a real estate investor was, actually. I turned the truck around, I went back home, and I Googled a networking event in Austin. I went there. I was pretty disappointed because it was a rich attorney pitching a four-day boot camp for $8,000. 4 days, $8,000. I'm not knocking education. I'm going to talk about that here in a second, but I for sure thought that was stupid. I mean, 4 days, $8,000, us military guys can take notes pretty fast, but not that fast. And so I was watching people line up at the back of the room seeing this, and I was like, no, not me. I left. Went back home, was searching through Craigslist, found some ad where some guy was like, learn all aspects of real estate investing, a lifetime access education, this, that, and another. And I hit this guy up, and in my mind, I was thinking, well, this is the answer to my prayers, but it's also probably full of crud, right? And then hop on the call. So this is how the phone conversation went. He's like, well, he went on the spiel, we're Nationwide Real Estate Investing Group. And then he started, I cut him off right then and there. And I was like, look, man, how much does it effing cost? And then he's like, well, we got this webinar and that webinar. And I was like, look, man, if you can't give me the effing facts, I was like, why are we even talking right now? And he's like, I'm going to send this email over to you. You get back to me when you want. Click, and hung up the phone. I was like, dang. This dude just hung up on me. I kind of like it. And so I reviewed this information about an education company that I represent now, which is called Renatus. And I was skeptical. I was skeptical like you wouldn't believe, because I just had that experience with the boot camp thing with the hotel room. And anyways, I got going with that education. And because of it, I was able to transition into a full-time business owner and real estate investor within my first year. I was conducting transactions my first year. The first house that I ever flipped was actually preventing my own parents from being foreclosed on. And then I've done over 200 real estate transactions as of right now. I've been doing this for 5 years, and that's millions in real estate. I found that out whenever I was writing out my will before my brain surgery, that I actually had done millions in real estate and that I was essentially a millionaire. That doesn't mean that you have $1 million in your bank account, obviously, because then you're just not investing the right way. But I found that out, and it's been a great experience. But back to my why, it gave us time freedom and financial freedom. That was my goal. I wanted to do whatever we wanted to do, whenever we wanted to do it, without the worry of how much cost comes along with it. Because growing up, I watched my parents fight about money all the time. Actually, the only time that I've ever seen my dad run, he's a union boy, the only time I've ever seen my dad run was running after me. The only time that I've seen my dad injured is whenever he broke his arm punching me in the face. And I grew up in a very toxic household, and it all really evolved around a poor lifestyle. And I will never let our kids, and because of real estate investing, we have a family. I wasn't even comfortable in the military actually starting a family at that time, because I was a non-commissioned officer getting paid $30,000 a year before taxes. So we have a real estate family. Because of real estate, we have a family, but I will never let my kids experience that lifestyle. They will know that they could do whatever they put their mind to. They know that they can accomplish anything. They know that they don't have to settle for going to a job every single day that they hate just to make ends meet. My dad worked his entire life just to retire on a fixed income and barely be able to make ends meet. Is it worth that? No. It's corny to say this, but you ever heard of YOLO? You only live once. That's so true. We all only live once. And so I'm all about creating a legacy. I want my kids to know what my values and morals are and what we're all about, and that they can put their mind to whatever they want to put their mind to, and they can go out and do it and bring as many people as they can with them to achieve that level of success. And that's another huge thing here, is because I have a passion for serving others. Whenever I got out of the military, I went from leading troops to leading my couch. And that was a very depressing time for me. I finally understood why my battle buddies were in a dark place when they got out. While I was in, I was like, oh, these wussies. And then I got out and I was like, wait a minute. I lost my sense of purpose. That education company, Renatus, gave me my sense of purpose back again. I lead troops still. They might not be in a uniform, but I lead them on the battlefield of financial freedom and real estate investing and business ownership.
Hey, you ever asked yourself why you haven't started a podcast? Well, I already know the reason. So do you. You don't feel like you're tech savvy. You don't feel like you got your message wired tight.
And quite frankly, it's all this mystification going on. Quite frankly, our process helps to demystify that. We're push button for podcasts. We're knucklehead. Why knucklehead? Well, we lead with the fact that you don't know what you're doing. We do. We've been there. We've actually been in your shoes. We take your spoken voice. We literally give a human voice to your website. You want to bring dead leads to life? Well, then you need to talk to knucklehead. Essentially, what we're going to do is we're going to take you through our process, and we're going to help take your human voice and increase the process for you going from dead leads to life. How do I do that? Well, you essentially just take your human voice, put it in a directory, and let people consume more of you. Give your audience the ability to Netflix on you. They want to binge watch you. They want to binge listen. Give them the ability to take your voice along on that commute with them. So you can get in touch with us, Steven at Knucklehead Podcasts, or if you got a really cool story, stories at Knucklehead Podcasts. You can find us on LinkedIn and on Facebook at Knucklehead Promotions LLC. And get in touch with us. Don't be a beta about the process. Don't let the fact that you don't know prevent you from getting some wins. So don't be a beta, get some wins, and contact us today. See ya.
That's something that's interesting. And you said really just two or three things that I want to dive into. And we'll start with a sense of purpose, right? A lot of information that's out there now in terms of purpose, it produces this kind of feel-good sensation of let's tiptoe through the tulips. Let's take pictures of us gazing out over landscapes and talk about what our purpose is. And let's get in touch with our true meaning. And quite frankly, that's a lot of gobbledygook bullcrap that is not truly effective unless you have a process to arrive on what it is that you're actually looking to accomplish. And so when it comes to finding your purpose, trying to find your purpose through feel-good means as opposed to going through some pain, it doesn't really happen like that. You have to go through some struggle in order to actually arrive to whatever your purpose is. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree 100%. Okay. 100%. So it was never easy. There's no such thing as overnight success. That's not how it works at all.
One of the central themes of our podcast is in today's business world, or in today's world in general, when it comes to digital media, or even, I don't want to keep on pointing the finger at digital. I just want to talk about specifically the work associated with the success that we're striving to achieve. People can go out and work every single day, day in and day out. They wake up at 6 a.m. They invested their time, energy, and resources to education. They did what their parents told them to do. And they've been able to pull in six figures at a job somewhere. And that's fantastic. And they cannot have a quote unquote purpose and still go out and accomplish significant things for their family. What you're talking about, it sounds as if your purpose was finding a vehicle and that vehicle providing you an opportunity that created freedom. I don't necessarily know if I'm categorizing it or summarizing that the right way, but that's kind of the way I understand.
Here's my core belief. I believe that business ownership is the key to financial freedom. And I also believe that real estate investing is the number one vehicle to achieving that within a relatively short period of time, next to being a music artist or, you know, an actor.
And that's what I wanted to focus our attention on when it came to purpose. Because you do see in today's world, even with, you know, I know you have kids, I've got kids. There's this influence that they are growing up with, that there's this kind of turnkey methodology to success or income or resources. Or when my son, who's now nine, asked me about how money works, I don't really want him to answer the question without understanding the pieces involved with that. So we started talking about how he could use his brain, because everything starts with what goes on between your ears, how he can use his brain to go actually figure out the cash flow of business. How does he understand what people want? How does he understand who's going to give him the money? How's he going to place his product or service into the marketplace to where he can insert himself into the cash flow that's already taken place? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And so he's a young kid. You can see like candy machine that's right over here. This is one of his candy machines that he has that we've got to go take back to one of his customers. But the idea is, how can he leverage his brain to go start creating income for himself? And it sounds as if that's what you want to be able to do for your children, and you juxtapose that with the environment or the culture that your parents provided for you, which without that pain and that suffering, who knows where you'd be at today? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, I do thank them for that. They gave me a great example of what not to do. It's a perfect example. And it's a lot of folks out there that just tell their kids to go to school and get a job. Yeah. What they don't realize is what it looks like whenever 40 years goes by. Doesn't matter if they're making $300,000 a year retiring from a private airline company. It doesn't add up at the end. I hear from folks time and time again that have spent their whole life working.
So let's talk real quick about, because I don't want to jump in to interrupt you. I want to jump in because I want to focus our attention on the second thing that I heard you say, and that was you were on your way to go get a real estate license, which I think that that's a natural starting point for anybody who's interested in real estate. They want to be connected to real estate transactions. They understand the 3%, you know, on both sides of that transaction. So they want to participate in some of that transaction. So it's a normal place for them to be inserted. But you turned around and then went right back to the same city to go find out information that wasn't necessarily that useful to you, the rich attorney that was calling for everybody to stand up. Can you think of a time where, whenever you're engaged in one of these 200 transactions where maybe it should be closer to 400 transactions, but it ended up going south before the transaction completed and you end up kind of stepping on a landmine, so to speak? Can you talk about a painful experience where...
I actually had been successful on every real estate transaction until this past year during my brain surgery where I was taken advantage by individuals that I trusted, and that was hard for me. That was really hard for me. And I had to experience this as well because I learned a lot of valuable lessons. And this past year actually was the hardest year of my life. And, you know, whenever I was sick, there were folks that we thought we loved and trusted that really, really took advantage of our situation, and they're going to pay for that. But that was actually my first time really experiencing pain in real estate because I'd just been so well educated and it was just a really smooth operation. And then life threw challenges at us and we're conquering them. Thank goodness it was me versus anybody else because we had already achieved so much success to be able to handle a blow like that and come out on top. So this past year was really the only pain that I experienced. Now, at the beginning, I would say there was pains on like the stuff that I was scared about, like raising private money for my deals. I've never been to a hard money lender, for those who know what that is. And you got to ask, you got to tell the world, you got to ask the universe for these things. And I told myself I would do it with positive affirmations. Next thing you know, I mean, I could fund anything right now with one phone call. Hopefully nobody asked me to fund anything because I'm not into that. But if it comes to one of my real estate transactions, I just pick up the phone and be like, hey, here's this, this, and this. You want to wire over the money? And it gets done. And it's beautiful.
That is. I mean, and also the process that you had to go through in order to find the folks interested in funding those deals. I'm sure that there's a process there and you get into the mechanics of that in some of the education system that you're talking about. But that leads me to my last question, and that is whenever you're in the military, not everybody who's in the military comes from a great background. However, we go through a process to weed out those who don't line up with our core values. Some people stink through the system too, right? There's not necessarily everybody who comes out smelling like a rose at the end of their time in the military. And there's different ways to categorize that. But specifically what I'm talking about is when you're dealing with people who want to take advantage of you whenever you're hurt or kick a man when he's down or potentially come after your family, that type of thing. That last piece that I wanted to ask about is how do you keep it together for your kids? And how do you keep your emotions in check around your family? Because you're a family man. Whenever you're operating in the business world, and some folks just don't operate with those same sets of morals and values and ethics the way that you do.
Yeah, it's been an eye-opening experience. Wow. And how I held it together was eliminating anybody that's toxic in my life, anybody that is not lifting me up. And I just eliminated the noise is what I did. And I'm talking like I pretty much disowned my entire extended family this past year because they were creating noise. There's folks that I had brought into real estate and they're not allowed in my space anymore in my life because they were causing drama. They were causing noise. We do not let that into our life. And when it comes to the situation of being taken advantage of, it's a game of chess. And whenever we play the game of chess, we win. That's the way to come out on top. You can't just dig your head in the sand and forget that something's happening. Because in order to make things right and to ensure that that doesn't happen to somebody else, you have to win. So we focused our attention on winning. We just keep winning is what we do.
That's the name of the game, right? The name of the game is not whatever sport you're playing. The name of the game is we win.
And never quit. Ever.
Yeah. So those are words, right? The thing that is most important than those of you who are listening to these words that are being spoken by Ryan and myself. The encouragement is the meaning behind it, the feeling, the emotions that are behind the words that we're saying. That's the missing piece. Because in a lot of cases, there's a book that I'm reading right now about a happy pocket full of money. And you're talking about putting things out into the universe. That stuff didn't make any sense to me at all until I started reading some of these books and started associating with folks like Ryan. The emotions and the thoughts that go through your head whenever you're going out and trying to achieve something significant. You may lack some skills or some tactics, and you may need to go out there and get trained a little bit. But the idea is the net result of the confidence that you build when you go through the process, that's the missing piece. I mean, people can, you know, broken watches right twice a day. You can get the tactics right every so often and still accomplish some things. The point is, though, is how can you consistently produce even when things are going against you? Because that's what I hear you saying. Is that a mischaracterization of what you're talking about?
No. Okay. You're spot on.
All right. So let me ask one last question. Let's talk about how people can get in touch with you. But then is there anything in particular in terms of a story where, you know, you can kind of laugh it off a little bit? I know you're going through some heavy stuff right now, but you can laugh a little bit about some things that you screwed up along the way and maybe a funny story or two that you didn't expect to encounter whenever you were helping somebody in real estate. You realize, oh, crap, that went differently than what I thought it was going to. I remember one time we met each other at a veterans event in downtown Austin during South by Southwest about a year ago. I can't remember. It was about a year ago. And I remember you talking about showing up to that. I think it's funny. I remember showing up to that venue, and here we are trying to have a conversation, and there's a live concert going on less than 200 feet away from us. And we're like, we're both kind of looking at each other as we're talking, and I'm like, I can't hear a word you're saying.
That was funny.
This is not going to work out exactly how I thought it was going to. So yeah, that was a little bit funny. My fault. So I owe you one there, Ryan.
That was a good day.
Yeah, it was a fun day. It was a fun day for sure. Well, how do people get in touch with you? And what can people do in order to get access to the Renata system that you're talking about?
If anybody is really serious about, Renatus is not just for folks that are just strictly real estate, right? I truly believe to my core that anybody that's in business ownership should at least have the essentials education. It's our lowest level of education. But if y'all want to talk about it, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. It's 512-375-8232. It's on the back of my shirt. I just don't feel like standing up.
There you go. All right. Well, so he told you exactly how to get in touch with him on his cell phone. So he gave you direct access to him. And we're talking about somebody who's, when it comes to real estate and what's between their ears, millions of dollars worth of information that's available. So can you talk to me just real quick? And this is the last thing that we'll talk about. Would you be able to produce half of what you've been able to when it comes to real estate success without this system that you're talking about?
I owe it all to that system. That's something we forgot to talk about. There's a lot of folks out there that are misleading. I talk to folks on a weekly basis where they're going to the school of hard knocks. I'm talking, they're free. Everybody thinks that the free stuff is good. So they're hitting the books, the podcasts, the forums, the YouTube channels. Joe Schmo over here is saying one thing. Joe Schmo over here is saying another thing. And then it's not clear. I've met people that have been researching real estate investing for 20 years and still haven't done a deal. Renatus will provide you with a clear path by practitioner instructors that are proven in their niche. There's a lot of folks out there that talk the talk, but they're not walking the walk. And you're going to find a lot of folks just walking within our community. That's important.
So of the 200 transactions that you're talking about, what would you reinvest? I mean, if you're counseling somebody to get into real estate, what would you suggest that they budget for, you know, for this type of education that you're talking about?
We have three different levels of education as of right now with funding options for everybody. But the packages are $2,000, $8,000, $20,000. Getting for the rest of your life constantly updated as markets and strategies change. And we have funding options.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing that I heard there is of the three tiers, you got people who do it part-time. They're dipping their toe in the water, so they're getting educated. And there's folks who want to go with that full-time. And they can go at a breakneck pace if they want to, because one of those transactions that they close with that education could probably fund that education, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually had my education paid back to me within the first 3 months.
There you go.
All right. That's pretty cool. And it is cool. Self-paced. Yes.
That is cool. That is cool. Well, Ryan, I appreciate you taking some time this morning to chat with us a little bit. It's great to hear that you're recovering adequately from brain surgery, man. So I wish all the best to you. Prayers coming from this side of the microphone, so to speak.
I appreciate you, brother. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy you and your family. I follow you all closely there on social media, and everything about you and your family is absolutely beautiful. And those are the folks that I like to surround myself with. So thank you for inviting me here today.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Anything else you want to leave these folks with?
I'm about to go get those goals as soon as we get off this.
All right. I like it. I like it. For those of you who like listening to Knucklehead Podcast, we got a new episode coming at you every Tuesday, right? Ryan is, if you're listening to his voice, either you're subscribed to the show. If you're not, shame on you. Just go ahead and click that button, subscribe. And we'd like to hear some feedback here. So Ryan's podcast in particular, if you're in the real estate investment world, we've had several real estate investors come on the podcast before, and every single one of them talk about education. In Ryan's case, he's talking about 200 plus transactions. And then he ran into a little bit of a storm. And when I say a little bit of a storm, I don't want to mischaracterize it. But think about this. You may have some goals that you want to accomplish. However, once you get to where it is that you want to go, you're going to run into some turbulence. There's going to be some paths that you should go down that you decide not to. That's where a network of support, like Ryan's talking about, is available to you. So my encouragement to you is go back and listen to some of these other podcasts that we've done. Listen to Ryan, reach out to him, find a way to get in touch with him. And if that's a route that you're interested in pursuing, my suggestion is you go out and you tap that resource. Don't say we didn't tell you. Remember, our slogan is don't be a beta about the process. It requires you to actually put some thought into it and take some action too. So go out and get you some wins. If you're in that dark place that Ryan was talking about, I've been there too. The dark place that he characterized it, your battle buddies, the Marine Corps, we don't know how to say battle buddies. We just talk about the Marines to our left and right, right? And those are the folks that, you know, if you're going through a rough time, listen, you're not going to get any better just by sitting there and feeling sorry for yourself. You got to get up and start taking action. You got to get out there and be willing to get some bloody noses and get a bloody lip and look like a buffoon. Because if you're not willing to do that, then you're going to be exactly where you are, probably regressing quite a bit if you don't go out there and put yourself out there and take some risks. So my encouragement to you is to go out and connect with these resources that we talked about today. He told you exactly how to get in touch with him. If you need to go Google it, it's the information age. Go out and look at what's out there in the marketplace and research and do your due diligence. But remember, like, subscribe to the show, get in touch with Ryan, and we appreciate you taking some time. With that, we are wrapped. We appreciate you guys.
Love you, brother. We'll see you guys later.
All right, take care.